ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Bridge. And as always, we are discussing the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad عليه السلام in the book الصحيفة السجادية. Supplication number 8, the Imam عليه السلام الله. He's seeking refuge in Allah from number of moral vices, and he wants Allah to help him take care of him in this regard. He says, أو نروم ما ليس لنا بحق, or we might take something that is not rightfully ours. So we were talking about the rights of people. We said previously that the rights of people is a very sensitive topic. Now, the Holy Quran itself, it has different genres. It has ahkam, Islamic laws, which makes a very small portion of the Quran. We have stories, which also makes a very small portion of the Quran. And then it has mu'amalat, trades, which also takes a small portion of the Quran. We have heaven and hell, also a small portion of the Quran. The majority of the Quran deals with akhlaq, which means it deals with people dealing with one another. Why do you think the Quran puts so much emphasis on dealing with other people in the right way? For example, Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't bite one another. Don't spy on each other. Don't do this in front of each other. Don't do this with each other. And it's all don'ts. Why do you think that emphasis? More than the Islamic laws. And the simple answer to this is because the punishment is more severe. Because it is no longer in Allah's hand on Day of Judgment. It's in the hands of the people that you take their rights. Stay with us. Let us take a break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about people, He says, you gotta make sure that you don't do people wrong. Allah, for example, says, لَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't treat people, don't mistreat people, don't betray people, don't cheat people when it comes to their things. Because they are the ones that will hold you prisoner on Day of Judgment, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to trades, for example, Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. It's like hell. Wail is a valley in hell. He says it's going to be for those who, when they do, like, when you ask for a kilo of tomatoes, instead of giving you a full kilo, they would give you like 800 grams. Or they play with the scale. Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمَّالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمَّالِكُمْ. When it comes to the orphans, don't cheat them. أَسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Those who steal, cut their hands off. and so on and so forth. You see, there's so much emphasis on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of dealing with people. Even when it comes to trades, for example, the hadith says, At-tajru fajr, the trader is a transgressor until he understands. إِلَّا مَنْ حَقَّ الْحَقْ وَأَعْطَ الْحَقْ, except for those who know their trade. That's why some of the ulama, they say when it comes to trades, if you want to become a trader, first learn the rules, the Islamic rules, halal and haram, in regards to trade, before you start trading. Otherwise, you put yourself in this category. So there is so much emphasis on the rights of people. And I keep repeating again, and hopefully this message stays in your mind, that the person you do wrong with is going to be your judge. He's going to be the witness and he's going to be the executioner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, you literally, no matter how merciful he is, his hands are tied, if we can say use that expression. He says, I can't do much. Deal with him. If he gives you, I'm okay. If he doesn't, I can't do much. So you have to understand that when you take the rights of people, that's where the problem begins. So it is extremely important that me and you always reaccount our day and our times and see which one have we oppressed, which right have we taken. Is there anyone around us that we've oppressed? Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge. Sometimes we rely on the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we forget that even the forgiveness of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's conditioned. It's not unconditional. It's conditioned. Conditioned to the fact that you yourself don't put barriers from yourself reaching it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we can make this into an example that is easier to perceive, if there's an open door to a treasure, as long as there are no obstacles to prevent you from entering the door, then you should be able to walk in. But sometimes when you place the barriers yourself, you won't be able to enter that door. So the door is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make sure that we have removed all these obstacles. We have to eliminate anything that prevents me from receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِرُ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ. Allah, surely, He forgives all sins. Illa man ahdatha dayna, the hadith says, except for those who have debts. Because it's no longer a sin that Allah can forgive. If it's a sin, Allah can forgive. But this is not a sin. The debt, the money that you've taken from someone else, it is a haq, it's a right. So Allah cannot forgive rights. Allah only forgives sins. So you see how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditioned. وَاَغْتَصَبَ أَجِيرًا أَجْرًا, the hadith continues. Or those who take the wages or give less to the one wages to the worker that they have. Because sometimes you think it's smart to bring someone and pay them less. And like, oh, look at me. I managed to do this with so much less amount of money by oppressing the rights of people. And this is sadly something that most people do. We think it's smart that we can take the rights of people or pay less for other people. And sometimes we like bargain with people to the point we take from them. That's haqq al-nas. That's taking the rights of people. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد